Hey friends, what's going on? And welcome to another edition of the Danny Morrell Show. I'm your host, Danny Morrell. Listen, as of right now, Lauren, how many days away are we? Is it 64?
63.
No, 64. I need another day to prepare. 64. We're 64 days away from Relentless, guys. If you do not know what Relentless is, this is a three-day life-changing event for entrepreneurs. We're going to have an incredible lineup, guys. Day one, Sarah Centrella. Gerard Adams. Day two, we're bringing in. Day two is going to be freaking powerhouse. Ed Milet and Andy Frisella back to back. Day three, we're going to have a special edition. I don't think my wife knows just yet. If she doesn't, she's finding out. I think we've told it a couple times, yeah. But we've never talked to her about it. By the way, as you can see, Lauren is getting comfortable speaking now. Like, you know, humans talk, right? So thank you for that, Lauren. But day three is going to be the money day. And right after lunch, what we're going to do is I'm going to bring my wife up on stage. I know that a lot of you guys are couples. You're having a hard time really understanding how to balance your desire, your motivation, your drive to grow your business, while at the same time maintaining a solid relationship and getting your spouse to back you and support you. So that's what we're going to be doing on day three. We're going to have a little breakout session of that. And then on top of that, guys, it's the money day. So I don't know about you, but I'm sure there are bigger money guys, but one of the biggest money guys is Mr. Alex Rodriguez. He's going to be joining us on Friday afternoon to absolutely rock your world, guys. Get this. Some people ask, you know, what does Alex have to do with real estate? And I don't know if you know, but he started off with one duplex and now they manage and own 55,000 doors. 55,000 doors. Now, look, I'm going to teach you something here real fast. And this is a true story. When I first heard that, this is important for you to understand. When I first heard that A-Rod had 55,000 doors, as God is my witness, guess what I did? I walked out that door, I went next door to my partner's office, and I said, I'm pissed. And my partner said, why? He goes, because A-Rod owns 55,000 doors. He's beating me. And both of my partners start laughing at me like, come on now, you can't compare yourself to A-Rod. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's the problem. Because the problem is, guys, is that we find an excuse or we find a reason or we find something to justify our lack of productivity. So many people right now on social media or whatever the case may be go, well, of course he owns 55,000. It's A-Rod. I don't think that way. I think he's beating me and I need to catch up. You see, I want you to consider that. I want you to consider the fact that perspective changes everything, people. Perspective changes everything. You could look at a superstar. You could look at a Major League Baseball player. You could look at an athlete and go, oh my gosh, but they're winning. They're beating me. How could I ever catch up? I just look at it as another target. Your perspective is everything, guys. And that leads me to the topic that I want to talk to you guys about this week prior to our first phone call and our first question for the day. And that is a conversation that I had Monday morning on my morning message. If you're not following me on Instagram, guys, go right now, pick up Instagram and just go look up Danny Morrell. Every Monday morning, I do what's called the Morrell Morning Message. I wake up on my way to the gym, I'm sitting in my car, and I just start talking to you guys about success, about mindset, about what it takes to win in business, what it takes to win in life. And this week, I just brought up the conversation of money. Honest to God, I have never, by the time I left my workout, I had like 30 messages. Everybody was saying, oh my gosh, thank you. I hadn't heard it this way. You know, I didn't realize that my money psychology was all messed up. I mean, it was so many messages that I had to do a second video. And I wanted to talk to you guys about that today. And I want to talk to you guys about money and the psychology of money. And I wanted to go a little bit deeper in that conversation because I feel like it struck a chord. Listen, guys, the reality is that whether you realize it or not, everything that you have learned about life, about possibilities, about happiness, about joy, about sadness, about potential, about lack, about fear, about doubt, about worry, about health, about money has come from your past. I'll give an idea. this morning I posted my body fat percentage because I'm at 16%. And my goal is to get to 10%. Guys, listen, about a year ago, I was like at 26%. I thought that was normal. See, I had built into the story, hey, I'm Hispanic and everyone around me is overweight. So guess what? I guess that means I'm overweight. Or here's the other one, which as I'm losing weight, I'm starting to realize is not true. I'm big boned. That's why. That is because I'm big boned. Yeah, that's my problem. It's because you're fucking fat. That's why. That's the problem. That was the problem. See, the reality is, guys, is that we don't like to realize the real problem. And when it comes to money, the real problem is that the psychology that we have about money is keeping us from attracting more of it. I remember when I first learned this. I remember the first time a coach, I was actually at a seminar, something like Relentless. I remember for the first time when somebody mentioned that to me. Honest to God, guys, I'm not embarrassed to tell you, I've always been faith-driven. I've always been vision-driven. So if there's a seminar or an event or a book, I'll stop at nothing and I'll go. I remember being 19 years old and the event cost, I don't know, $300 or something like that to go. And I will never forget this, guys. I remember going to the event and needing to go to the ATM to pull out a little bit of money to get some lunch and putting in my ATM card and going, please have money in there. Please have money in there. Please have money. Because I didn't know. And that's that I was doing good in sales, but all the money that was coming in was going out. Why? Because my psychology was all jacked up. And finally, someone taught me. And someone at least opened up my mind and said, look, your mental makeup about money is wired to not allow you to have the amount of money you really desire. I mean, I want you to think about this for a second, guys. Like, please let me speak some life into you and a little truth into you real fast. Regardless of your circumstance, regardless of your situation, regardless of what the hell is going on, I don't care if you have a 9-to-5. I don't care. Lauren's a perfect example. Lauren, how many raises have you gotten since you started working with me? Like 72 raises? Lauren asks me for a raise practically every month, and I just give it to her. Why? She's just so valuable.
We're coming due.
See, I should not even look at. Here comes another raise, right? But I want you guys to think about that. You know, the amount of value that you bring to the world is the amount of money that you receive back. I want you to think about that. And so I want to challenge you to understand that if you have a consciousness about money that is not healthy, guess what? It's going to limit the amount of value you give. You're being held back, people. You're being held back because you don't see a future that's brighter, that's better. You don't believe. You believe you're stuck. And so guess what? You give stuck. You don't ever go that extra mile. You don't ever push late in the evening. You don't wake up early. And I can tell you to wake up early all day you want, but guess what? You'll never do it. I can tell you to stay in the office late, and guess what? You'll never do it. Why? Because your vision and your money psychology has you stuck. If you can't see past the brick wall called your story about money, guess what? You will never take the action necessary to get you past the brick wall. That's why day 3 of Relentless is so important, guys. Because I get it. I was there. I was there making 100 grand a year, as broke as I was when I was making 50 grand a year. I've been there. I know what it's like, and I know it takes work. And I'll give you an example. One of the things that I started to do is I started to open up my mind. Because first you got to realize what the problem is, right? And then you've got to attack the problem. It's called your reticular activating sensor. It's a portion of your brain, right? That dictates what you believe is real or not real. That's why we created the journal we created. So many of you bought it at Vision. It's sold out. Lauren, how are we doing with that? We're going to get it on the site here soon?
Yeah, we got it today.
We got it today. So we're going to have that journal available on DannyMorrell.com. It's coming soon. But one of the reasons why we brought that to you guys is because you've got to reshape and rewire. I really want you to think about that. Broke people call it brainwashing. I don't give a damn what you call it. I'll brainwash myself. I'll brainwash myself all day long. If I'm putting in 40 hours a week and making X, and you mean to tell me, this guy on camera right now is telling me I can put in 40 hours a week and make what? I can make more? That's not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is you could put 20 hours a week in. Eventually, if you're willing to pay the price, and eventually you will out-earn the old you that was working 40 or 50 hours a week and have to work. You see, and that's what I started believing. And that's what I started to buy into. And that's what I started to attract. And that's what I started to become. I remember back when I was 22 years old, my favorite affirmation, money flows through me easily and effortlessly. You have to smile when you say that. Because what do most humans think? Fuck, there's not enough money. I just started rewiring myself. I just literally started writing it every single day. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly. And look, the reality is I felt it. Call it a God-given gift. I don't know, but I just felt what you felt. Humanity is so stuck that just saying that causes you a little uncomfortness. It causes you to feel like, ugh, that's weird. That's not true. No, it's true. It just hasn't been your truth. I remember another affirmation that I used to say to myself. I used to say to myself, people who come in contact with me get infected with my enthusiasm. I just decided I was going to be an enthusiastic person. Why? Because everyone out there is dragging ass. Part of the game, if everyone out there is dragging ass and you could just be a little bit more enthusiastic, guess what? You're going to win the game. And so I realized that. I realized early on at 21 that $100,000 a year wasn't enough for me, or $200,000 a year wasn't enough for me, or $500,000 a year. I just realized that's just not what I wanted for me. But everyone that I knew at the time was earning less than that. So I had to just rewire my mind. So I started saying, everyone that comes in contact with me gets infected with my enthusiasm. I literally would think of myself like a virus, like an enthusiastic virus. Like if you come in contact with me, you're going to get infected. And all of a sudden, it's going to make you enthusiastic. And to this day, people that join our company, people that join our coaching program, I could literally have a one-on-one conversation with people. And literally in 15 minutes, change their life. Why? Because they get infected with my enthusiasm. Look at Ed Vargas. From just 5 weeks ago, he was on the show. Lauren, have you heard of this? Remember that caller that was calling? 5 weeks ago, he was on the show. Nick, you remember this? He was on the show just today. He posted inside of our group. Go to Facebook. Go look up Empire Builders and ask to join the group. Just today, he posted this morning. I think the guy's lost 25 pounds. He took like 3 listings and opened 5 sales. Oh, how did that happen? It's simple. He got infected with the enthusiasm. And I'm here to let you know, you have the God-given ability to become that powerful, to declare who it is that you want to become. There ain't nobody stopping you from that other than you and your thoughts. And so I wanted to start off today's episode with that. And I literally want to give you a homework assignment. I want you to watch what you just heard over and over and over and over again. I want you to watch it every single day for 30 days. That's your homework assignment. As a matter of fact, if you're watching live, if you're down, put I'm down, I'm going to do it. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and if you really want to change this thing, we're going to work on it and relentless. I'm going to spend the entire day with you. And then I'm going to bring A-Rod up. And we're going to really knock it out of the park. But until then, I want to get you prepared. You need to listen to this episode over and over and over again. Because it'll literally start changing and rewiring your subconscious mind about money, about health, about whatever the hell it is that you're struggling with right now. So I hope that helps. Nick, are we getting comments on Facebook right now? We're doing good? Yeah?
A lot of people joining us.
A lot of people joining us. Awesome. Awesome. So I think we've got our first caller here. Lauren, where are they calling from? By the way, if you haven't gotten your book, get your book, The Resilience Roadmap. I actually show you step by step what I did to go from dead broke to building the company that we built today. Southern California. What's his name?
Ivan.
Ivan, beautiful. Let me grab this phone. Nick, you want me looking over here now, right? Uh-huh. Okay, beautiful. Ivan, what's up, bud? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Danny? Hi, good, man. How's everything going with you?
Everything's going great, man.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. I was just breathing fire right now, so I'm just gonna kind of calm down a little bit. I'm gonna I'm gonna tell you why this is funny. Ivan, I think this is you. Ivan messaged me on Instagram his question, and he asked me, I said, hey, you want me to ask your answer your question? I'll answer it live on the show. And he asked me, well, wait, are you gonna like beat me up in front of your audience? I go, if that's what you need, then yeah, I will. But if not, no. So Ivan, I'm going to be nice and calm right now. All right, buddy? Go ahead, dude. How can I help, man?
No, well, honestly, I've been listening to you for the last couple of months, and you know, I'm starting off into real estate, and I really, you know, I've been blessed to be fortunate enough to hear you on your podcast and just listen to your whole story. And you know, I value your opinion, and you know, that's why I kind of wanted to, you know, throw this question out to you.
Sure.
You know, I've been in sales for like the last 15 years, and I'm just kind of changing my career into real estate. So being that you've been
What kind of sales?
So I do like corporate recruiting.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. All right. So that's like, that's real sales. You're out there, you're making it happen.
Exactly. So I kind of wanted to get into real estate, and you know, I passed my courses. I'm ready to take my exam next week, and you know, I'm wondering, you know, I want to obviously piggyback on your success and piggyback mm-hmm. on what you've, you know, done in the past. Like, if you were to start all over again, would you go all in? And you know, like I messaged you earlier, I'm an all in kind of guy.
Yeah,
should I quit my job and just go all in into real estate and just full force, you know, grab the bull by the horns? Or should I keep my job and, yeah, you know what I'm saying, kind of little by little, gradually build my business and kind of go from there?
Okay. Ivan, hang on one second, because my OCD is getting to me. Nick, I'm off center in the camera and that's bugging me. So can you guys center that? And maybe even zoom in a little bit. That would be better. Sorry, buddy. I'm just a little OCD sometimes.
No,
okay. So listen. So I'm going to give you two answers, and then I'll let you decide your risk tolerance. Sound good?
Right.
So I'll tell you a story, and I'll tell all of you a story. I was 18 years old when I first got into business, okay? And I bring that up because at the time, I was raising my little brother. Mom was busy trying to just, you know, kind of make it happen type of deal. And I was raising my little brother, and I was the one, my brother Anthony, a lot of you guys follow him. If not, go follow him. He's a beast.
Yeah.
And anyhow, you know, picture this. So I'm about 19 years old, 18 years old. He's about 8 years old or so. And I was the one that was taking him to all of his practices, all of his games, everything. And so I met a dad there of another player that was on his team, Willie. I'll never forget him. Anyhow, Paco was his name. Paco had a tortilla route, right? And in that tortilla route, he was going to different restaurants and different supermarkets and different schools, and he was delivering tortillas. And what he asked me is, he asked me something. Just picture this for a second, Ivan, a complete stranger. He had never met me before. He just saw, I guess, my discipline and my responsibility of how I was raising Anthony, basically. And he said, listen, I'm going away for the summer, and I'm going to Mexico. And I need somebody to watch my house and watch my tortilla route. And I go, cool. And he goes, look, the tortilla route will make you about $2,000 a week. He says, I want you to just take it. You run it. You fill the thing with gas. You run the route. I'll teach you how to do it. And all I want you to do is pay me 20% referral, and I'm going to be gone for 2 months. So get this. The guy left me his house, and he left me his business. Now, I don't know about you, but would you do that with a stranger 17-year-old? That's pretty nuts, right? And so
yeah, that takes a lot of guts.
It takes a lot of guts, right? So then when he came back, when he came back, he had two routes. He kept one and he sold me the other route. And that was my first venture in business. At the time, I was working 6 days a week on that route. And then that's when I started in real estate. I had one day left. That was on a Sunday. And that's when I started my business. Now, the reason why I'm bringing all of that up is to help answer your question. Number one, I do not know anything different other than being self-employed. Okay? It's like if you were to tell me, have you ever been to Italy? I've never been there. I couldn't tell you where anything is at. If you tell me, have you ever been to New York? I'll tell you where the best pizza is. I'll tell you how to get around. I'll tell you everything because New York is my city. And so you have to understand that my subconscious belief, my mindset, everything about what I think about business, I've been doing it for so long. I don't know any other way. I could never work for anybody else. I would drive them crazy. I drive Lauren crazy half the time. And she works for me. I would be terrible at it, okay? So all I know is go all in. That's all I know. That's all I've ever known. Some of you who've been following me for 6 or 7 years, you saw me go all in building Intero. You're watching me go all in with the podcast. I wish you guys could see the studio. Other than these damn black walls that I still don't have my TVs, which we already bought, but something's happening back here. I got all in with the best desk, all in with the best camera, all in with the best lighting, which is when all in with the best social media manager, all in. That's all I know, all in. Because I just believe if you're going to do something, man up, woman up, and get it done. Make sense?
Now, makes perfect sense.
Now, I'm going to give you the second answer. The second answer is if I didn't know all of that, and if that wasn't normal to me, and if you were to asking me that right now as a 40-year-old man with a beautiful home, a beautiful wife, and two kids, I can be honest with you and I could say, I would probably say, hold on a second, time out. Because what people don't understand is entrepreneurship takes time. It's a lesson. They are lessons that are learned through time. I was just fortunate enough to learn those lessons at a very, very early age where I had learned nothing else prior to that. Does that make sense, bud?
Yeah, it does.
So if I was starting today, man, like I got to be honest with you, I don't know that I would say go all in. I got three kids. I've got a wife. I would probably say be smart because I don't want to put them through pain. I would probably say have at least 6 months reserves. But I would also give you this piece of advice. Once you have 6 months reserves and once you decide to go all in, all in looks different for most people. The only all in that I know is 7 days a week until shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this show up at 10 in the morning and go home at 4:30 and then bitch and moan on the weekends because you don't have any money. I don't operate. I don't know what that, I don't know that. That's not all in. That's a lie. That's a lie. And that's a lie that 90% of Americans are living.
Right.
You see what I'm saying, my man?
I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, to answer your question, I'm just trying to be as honest as I possibly can. To answer your question, it's twofold. Number one, yeah, man, all I know is all in because that's all I've known since I met Paco when he gave me the opportunity to be a tortilla salesman, which I'm forever grateful for. Number two, I don't know, man. If it was today, I might do things a little bit differently because I've got a family and I've got some risk involved. But number three, let's just clarify what all in means. All in means you look your wife in the eye and say, babe, I'm not going to see you literally for the next 4 months. I need you to just kind of back me up. And if you can, just make lunch for me. I won't be home for dinner. I'm going to be up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm going to hit the gym every single day. I'll be in the office at 8 o'clock in the morning. Please, try not to call me unless it's an emergency, and maybe I'll be home at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and then I'm going to repeat over and over and over again until shit happens. That's all in. what all these humans around here do, I don't know. I don't know. That's not all in. I don't know what else to say about that, man.
You're a beast, brother.
But I think
from what I'm taking back is, you know, obviously you got to evaluate your risk factor, right?
Sure,
you
gotta
look at yourself in the mirror and then also look at your circumstances. How much risk can you afford and what are your circumstances and what can you actually do?
Absolutely.
But all in meaning whether you're going to go all in or not, it's not even a question. You know, that should be regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And look, if I could, you just said something right now. You said you're a beast, and I appreciate that. But you know what it really is, man? I know what I want, and I have high standards. That's what it is. And look, guys, if you're watching, that's why these events like Relentless are so important, because you're trapped in a world where you think you want more. You look on Instagram all day, you look at Lamborghinis and Rolexes and private jets and all this bullshit, but then you're stuck with you. And where you go, you go. Your mindsets, your habits, your disciplines, your worries, your fears, your doubts, your insecurities, your bullshit, it's you. You're stuck with you. And most people go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I've seen it happen. Still stuck with you. Without investing money, without seeking for help, without looking for advice, without shutting off everything for 3 days and learning and growing and taking notes. And that's a process, dude. You know what I mean? And so yeah, it's not a beast. It's that I've been a beast. If I've been a beast at anything, is that I put my education and my mental rewiring first above everything else. And that's why, if you looked at the beginning of the show, that's why I could get pissed because A-Rod is beating me with 55,000 units. That's why I don't go, well, of course he's beating you, or you can't compare yourself to him, or he signed a $250 million contract. I just don't think that way. I think, wow, man, thank you, A-Rod, for showing me what was possible. But guess what? I'm coming, dude. Because I just invested so much time and money in my wiring. Does that make sense, man?
That makes perfect sense.
What was your takeaway?
Oh, basically what you just said, man. It's about, you know, being true to yourself and, you know?
Yeah.
Going all in and reinvesting in yourself, because I see it day in, day out too, man. You know, there's a lot of people that I work with, coworkers, that talk about change, but 5 years down the line,
everybody's stuck
in the same place because everybody's stuck in the same position and they're not reinventing themselves. They're not trying to grow. They're not trying to, you know, change what they're doing. They talk about goals, they talk about plans, but a year later, 2 years later, they're in the same boat. So sometimes you got to park your boat on the harbor and just burn it and just, you know.
Yeah, you just literally got to do that. Yeah. And that's the problem, man, is that most people are just afraid to burn the boats. That's it.
Exactly.
So, all right, man.
All right, man. I really appreciate it, man. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless you, okay?
I'll see you at Relentless, okay?
All right, I will.
Don't be giving me no nervous stuff. Get to Relentless. We can't have this powerful of a conversation. And then you see how that works? I'm going to be on you. Get to Relentless. Your life is going to change. You got it, bud?
Yeah, I'm on it, man.
Okay,
I'm
man.
On it.
All right, man.
I'll see you up there.
Talk to you soon. Okay,
thanks, man.
Bye-bye. Hey, I'll be honest, guys. I know you're out there watching live. I think this is one of the best shows we've ever done. This is going to be one of those shows that, like, when you message me and you say, hey, I'm stuck, I'm going to tell you, go watch episode blah, blah, blah. I think we covered all the bases. I think we covered all the points. If you're watching live right now, Nick, are we getting any questions? You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to answer any questions. I don't think I'm going to do that today. I think that there was so much value. I think you need to go back and re-listen to this over and over and over again. And honest to God, I think you need to make the decision. I don't give a damn where you are. I don't care if you're in Florida. I don't care if you're in New York. I don't care if you're in Texas. I don't care where you are. I think you need to ask yourself this question. If California is too far, my dreams are too small. That's it. And I think you need to make the decision, honest to God, guys, honest to God, you see my passion. You see my ability to help change your life. I legitimately think you need to go to relentlessevent.com and get your tickets. Because I just don't understand why, if you are on a journey to grow yourself, grow your money, grow your business, grow your potential, why that wouldn't happen. So that's a wrap for this episode of the Danny Morrell Show. I think that we covered enough. We're going to be posting this on our podcast, on YouTube. It's going to be everywhere. Obviously, it's here live. If you could do me so much as a favor as to share this, because I think humanity needs to hear this episode, especially those humans out there that are your friends that you care about that are desperately looking to change their lives and do more. More is possible, guys. We just got to get a little bit more better at rewiring. All right. Talk to you soon. Take care. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.